Welcome to Harvest Valley Worship Center's Sermon of the Week. You can discover more about our church, pastors, and special guests at hvwc.com. We hope that you are blessed by today's message.
Awesome. Well, it is so good if you could be seated. We're going to do some baptisms. We're going to celebrate new life in Christ. And, you know, I'm a big proponent that if the Holy Spirit prompts you, that's the best time. Sometimes we'll think, well, I'll do it later, or I did it when I was 7. But if God's prompting you, you should jump on it. Okay, just gonna say that. One of the reasons why we do baptism is because of the simplicity of the command of Jesus, who when he gave the Great Commission, he says, go into all the world and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So what we do in Romans 6, it tells us that we identify with the death of Jesus, that our old man is dead. And when we go under the water, it is a sign that that person that lived before is now buried in Christ. Buried with him. Dead. D-E-D, dead. You're not the same. You should not be the same anymore when you come up. There's a reason why he said, do this thing. There's a supernatural power to it. And some of us did it out of tradition. Some of us did it because it was the culture we were in. But when you give your life to Jesus Christ and then you get in the water, and when you go under the water, that old person dies and you come up raised to new life in Christ. I'm going to say it again. New life in Christ. Amen. So with that, we're going to start with someone who was baptized many years ago and had a moment recently where he recognized that original baptism was a cultural baptism. I'll let him share a little bit more of his story, but Paul Edwards, will you come on up?
We all get baptized.
Slick. Yep. A little slick. All right. So, Paul.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about why you're in here today.
Well, the first time I was baptized, it was because it was what was supposed to be done. I was in a, I never actually gave my life to Christ. I made an announcement to people so I would fit into the church I was at. And that doesn't cut it. In 2010, I actually encountered the Lord. Excuse me if I get a little. encountered the Lord. And it wasn't until, and that's when I gave my life to Christ. There was a shift. There was a lifestyle switch that happened. And I was living for God, not for myself. And as I'm realizing it, as I test in like 2 weeks for my exhorter's exam to become a pastor.
Come on, give it up.
That this was necessary. So I was baptized the first time on Independence Day in 1990. And this is Palm Sunday. And I get to declare my independence from the world. So, and dependence on Christ.
So good. So good. So, Paul, you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
So, I'm going to have you grab your nose, grab your arm,
just back up.
We're going to be just fine. Okay, grab your arm with the other hand. Paul, based on your profession of faith in Christ, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just lean back. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, so good. So good. Oh, praise the Lord. Okay, so we have Lorelai. It's going to come up next. So come on up. Yeah, if we could turn the house lights up a little bit, Charlotte, thank you. That'd be helpful. Okay, so now, Lorelai, I think you had something that you wanted to share as we got into the water today. You can go ahead and grab that, read it if you'd like.
I grew up in a hectic situation, leading me to live with my guardian due to my mom choosing drugs over me. I've later in life followed a same downward spiral. God has given me tremendous amounts of exquisite opportunities in my whole life, including a loving parental figure after my mom, meeting my biological dad, following to get into Clearview, guiding me to him again with signs and intentions for me to go to this amazing church. I want to leave behind guilt, blame, shame, negativity, my past, old habits, unhealthiness, and loneliness, because God is with me even though when I'm feeling alone. I want to take with me pride, joy, acceptance, God, my new future, the Holy Spirit, new healthy habits, sacrifices, integrity, accountability. And then I have a Bible verse.
Yeah, go for it.
It's Romans 3:6-24. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. This verse spoke to me because all have sinned that can be taken in by God at any time.
Amen.
So Lorelai, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Well, I'm going to have you grab your arm and plug your nose. Lorelai, it's my honor, based on your profession of faith, to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Just lean back. We bless you on your journey. We bless you with the ability to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit in the darkest times and in the brightest moments. You are never alone. And we thank you, God, for what you're doing in her life. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yay. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Amen.
All right, Talia. Come on up. Fantastic. It's warm. Yay. Awesome. And I think you had something to share too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just going to get straight into it. Okay.
Get it.
In the womb, I was drug exposed. My mother struggled with addiction. I was never around her, and when I was, it was short. When the cops showed up, they took my mom and they took me to foster care. In that time, through that, I went through pain in every way, but God made it into something beautiful, which I forever hold. Maturity at a young age. The devil has played with me, and God has, through it, held me. Then I was blessed with a family. A family of 12 siblings, 2 nieces, and 2 parents. Today, when I get baptized, I want to leave behind shame, guilt, negativity, and the devil's grip. I will take with me the Holy Spirit and the willingness to change. Along with this, a verse I would like to follow is found in Psalms 105, or 1 Chronicles 16, verse 8. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, talk of all his wondrous works, glory in his holy name with the heart of those rejoice who seek the Lord. While I started at Clearview, I had no faith in God. As we stopped for a moment with Chris, he told us to let the Lord speak to us. A verse of which I memorized at a young age came to my head. The Lord spoke to me, and it is one of the many reasons I chose to follow him. From then on, I will / have held on to him with a grip that will never get weak.
Come on, beautiful, 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 so great, so great.
We love you,
Talia. Me too. Okay.
Talia, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, based on your profession of faith, I'm going to have you grab your nose and grab your arm. It's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Congratulations. Yeah, I want to pray for you real quick. Father, we thank you for Talia and we bless her. We thank you, God, that she can hear your voice. And we thank you, God, that she is so full of life and hope. And we just speak hope over every girl at Clearview. And we speak hope over your future and the destiny that is on your life to change many. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Okay, next up is Victoria. Victoria, come on up. So Victoria, it's so nice to meet you. It's so glad that you're here. I know that you didn't really feel like you had a lot to share today. Is there anything last minute you want to say?
The reason I'm getting baptized is because, like, I got baptized before, but then I started using witchcraft, so I want to get baptized again.
Okay, come on. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Come on. See, the Lord loves you so much. He's so passionate about you. And so, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes.
Okay, based on your profession of faith, I'm going to have you plug your nose, grab your arm. Based on your profession of faith, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Nice one. Guys, stretch your hands out. Yep. We declare, Victoria, you are blessed. You have everything you need because God loves you. And we thank you, Lord, that you are working in her heart. And we just declare right now over you a full, clean slate. The old is wiped away and has no power anymore. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Victoria. Oh yeah, come on up, Jim. You're next. He's waving at me like, don't forget me. Awesome. Isn't God good?
Oh, so good.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay. I'm going to make this short and sweet because
don't
I'll
have to do that.
Oh, okay.
Be right here.
Or else I'll start bawling. But I'm rededicating my life. I got baptized at 8, but my parents baptized, made sure I was baptized. But this time, I'm doing it consciously myself after 50 years. All through my life, he's shown me he's there.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So I'm going to show him that I'm still with him. So, short and sweet. That's
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jim. That was awesome. Jim, do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
Yes, I do.
I want you to plug your nose, grab your arm, right here. Just grab your arm. There you go. Jim, based on your profession of faith, it's my honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Jim, hang on, you're not done. Jim actually was prompted to get baptized as he went through the all-in journey. Because that's one of the questions that we ask about the basics of your foundation in Christ, and is it, have you been baptized? And Paul was working with him through that as his host, and just the question came up, and it was like, well, let's just get in the water, you know, because it's so good. And Jim, we're so proud of you.
Thank you.
Amen.
You're so faithful.
I know. I wish, if you got any extra footage, I'd like to send it to my friends.
Oh, we got it all on video, buddy. We got it all on video. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Will you guys raise your hands out? Let's pray for Jim. God, we thank you for Jim. We thank you, God, that you're bringing him into a fresh anointing of your presence, a fresh knowing of your heart, and a fresh understanding of your will for his life. We just thank you, God, that the old is gone, the new has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Love you, Jim.
Love you, too.
Okay, thank you. Awesome. Does anyone else want to get baptized? We've had people just jump in with all their clothes. Come on, Jet. Come on, Jet. Let's make sure we get those boots off. Amen. Yeah, come on. Amen. We've only known Jet for a few weeks, but it just seems as though you might want to pop your socks off, too. Just to...
You don't like wet socks?
Oh, it's up to you. It's your deal. Come on. That's great. So exciting. So exciting. So exciting. Okay, so Jet, you're going to have to tell everybody just a little bit of what brought you to be in this tub today.
Do I have to get closer? No?
No, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
I guess it just boils down to I choose love over fear.
Amen.
That's all I have to say. That's really what it is. I want love in my life, and I'm tired of being scared of everything.
Let's go, okay. Jesus.
Is this your third time? Is this your third time?
Yeah.
So Jet had not set foot into any type of church service until 3 weeks ago. And God is on the move. Where's Deanne? Can you come here, please? Deanne brought you, didn't she?
This is the woman that...
Oh, I love this.
Just stay right here. Stay right here. Sometimes we don't know the full weight of what our love does for people. Our acceptance, to love people wherever they're at, not based on how good they look or act, but 100% because they are made in the image of God and are deserving of the love of God. And they deserve to know that there is a Messiah, a Savior who is here to rescue in our brokenness, because we are all broken.
Amen.
We all need Jesus. So Jet, so happy that you're in here. Do you believe in Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior?
I do.
Can you plug your nose and grab your arm? Jet, based on your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to go down and back. There you go. Yay! Oh, yeah, come back in. Yeah. Come back in. I'm just like, woo. Thank you. Who called that out? Come on, Kim. Deanne, will you pray?
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you all the love that you bring into this church and all the love that Jet has experienced since she arrived in this church. And we just totally ask you for the wisdom and the clarity, and we thank you for all the things that you have continued to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
And we say, Jet, welcome to your new life.
I've got a word for you. I just felt God was highlighting your name, and he said you're going to be a sign and a wonder, and your name is Jet, and a jet makes a noise when it takes off, and that there's a wake created by its movement, and you can't see it sometimes, but on the wingtip of an aircraft, there's a vortice created when it's propelled through the air, and it's like a horizontal tornado. You are going to have an effect on people and people around you, and you don't see it maybe yet, but God's got a plan. He's going to use you mightily.
So great, so great. Okay, I'll ask again, does anyone else want to get in the water? Okay, I'm going to close out our time in prayer. We're going to sing another song and close out our time. Well, actually, Dennis is going to come up and do communion here in just a moment. So, Father, we thank you for what you're doing in this place. We thank you that you are receiving all of the praise, all of the honor, and all of the glory. As it is Palm Sunday, and we see you coming into this region, and we say, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. We praise you, Lord, for what you're doing in the hearts and the minds of each one today that was baptized and committed themselves to you with an act of faith and a sacred moment of identifying with you, Jesus. We thank you. We praise you for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to preach a very short message today because we're actually going to be speaking some prophetic words over some long-standing members who've never come up and had those prophetic words given for whatever reason. They got missed in the cycle. So we're like the Lord been highlighting them, and we're going to speak some stuff over them as well as a couple of new people who are calling Harvest Valley home. And with that, today is Palm Sunday. And what that means is we see the story in Mark 11. I'm going to read it real quick, and then I just have a couple of quick thoughts, and then we'll move into the rest of the service here. All right, Mark 11, starting in verse 1, says this. Now when they drew near Jerusalem to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, and he said to them, go into the village opposite you, and as soon as you have entered it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loose it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Say, the Lord has need of it. And immediately he will send it here. So they went their way, found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosed it. But some of those who stood there said to them, what are you doing loosing the colt? And they spoke to them just as Jesus had commanded, so they let them go. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their clothes on it, and he sat on it. And many spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down leafy or palm branches from the trees, spread them on the road. Then those who went before and those who followed cried out, Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. It's a beautiful picture because there was perception. There was something that everybody knew something was happening with Jesus. They could tell there was something special, something unique about Jesus. And as he comes in, there's so much prophetic significance. I'm not diving into all of it today. But one of the things that's really cool is that when a king would come into a city, this is that sign of honor to put your clothes on the colt and put your clothes on the road so that even the donkey's not touching the dirt, right? And it used to be a horse, and so he comes in the opposite, in a colt, right? Like a little donkey, he's coming in, and in this way that nobody would perceive that as being royalty, and yet he comes in a form of royalty, and they're actually acknowledging this is our new king. But see, they didn't understand, because we see a week later, 5 days later, 4 days later, that they're screaming, "Crucify him." They didn't perceive what was actually happening. They understood something in the natural, but they didn't understand what was happening spiritually. Isn't that the case for most of us? We don't quite grasp what's happening. We see something in the natural, and we see people in the natural, and we don't necessarily perceive what's happening spiritually. Just me? No, you guys, I mean, I think we could see that. We could see that oftentimes we're not perceiving quite right. We're doing a series right now for the entire year, and everything we're doing is focused on rooted identity. And I love Palm Sunday for this, because part of having a rooted identity is branching out, like a tree branches out. And they would take the branches of the tree and throw it before the king so that his feet wouldn't touch the dirt. The donkey's feet wouldn't touch the dirt. I'm amazed that God wants the little that we have, a little branch, big branch, for his glory. There is something really powerful about taking part of ourselves and laying it before the king to declare Hosanna, which was a common phrase of God be praised. But the actual meaning is, God, come save us. But it became just a vernacular of God, come save us, became like a form of like worship. It was glory to God. But the phrase actually says, God, come save us. And then they're declaring Hosanna. We get to do that. We get to lay down things before the Lord and declare, God, come save us. Glory to God in the highest. Now, as a form of worship, they were laying down their branches. Jesus has a meeting with the Samaritan woman at the well, and in their conversation about worship, he says, God is looking for those who will worship in spirit and in truth. He didn't say, I'm looking for palm branches. I'm looking for he didn't come saying, I'm looking for you to perform perfectly for me in order for me to be praised. Did you hear that? He didn't say you have to get it all perfect in order for him to be praised. He says, I'm looking for those who will worship me in spirit and in truth. We have to begin to perceive our life and perceive everything that we're doing differently. We're still trying to worship God the best we can in the natural, which is good. It's not bad. But he's asking for us to worship in spirit and in truth. I'm going to flip over to Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the second letter to the Corinthians, and I want to read a little passage here, just three verses. Verse 14, says this: "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died, and he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves. Instead, they should live for him who died for them and rose again. Therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer." One of the reasons that I believe Harvest Valley is unique, and just maybe it's just a mindset, it's something that we really focus on here, is that we don't want to regard anybody according to the flesh. We want to know what God says about you. We want to understand where you're at according to what the Word of God is over your life. Not according to what you're struggling with, not according to where you missed it, where you failed, where you've been bound, where you have been struggling. That is not how we will define you. We will define you according to what the Word of the Lord is over your life, and we will go to war with you because what God says is true. It's more true than what you see in your life today. What he says is more true than the battle that you're in today. The destiny that is on your life is greater than the struggle that you're in this moment, and we will walk with you no matter what it looks like. Can our leaders say amen?
Amen.
Come on. Amen. Now let me just say this. The love of Christ compels us. It's the love of Christ compels us. When we have his heart for people, we don't judge them in the natural. I'm going to say it again. We don't judge them in the natural. We judge them according to the Spirit. Will you guys just lift your hands like you're going to receive? Heavenly Father, I ask right now that you would just pour your love that compels us into each one of us, that you would activate our spirits, activate our minds, so that we would be able to see according to the Spirit, not according to the flesh, that we would lay down our branches before you in spirit and in truth, that we would say, Hosanna, oh God, come save us, and you're so good. Lord, we love you, we praise you, we thank you that you're rewiring us to see according to the Spirit, not according to the natural things. And Father, I thank you that your truth is the truth because you are the truth. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen, amen. That's my brief message for today, for Palm Sunday. Amen, amen. I'm going to invite our leadership to come up. Unfortunately, Kevin and Mike are traveling. They are in our core team, sorry. It was about to be a flood because we develop leaders here. So, all right, and Colleen has not been feeling great. So it is the three of us today, so come on up. We have a couple of people that we've been needing to honor and that we want to honor. So the first person that we want to honor is Tom Osborne. Tom has been attending here off and on for a long time. He's become part of our altar team. This guy is a prophet. He hears the voice of God. He speaks forth the voice of God and just coated with love and honor. And we so value you. Come on right up here. In the middle, I'm going to hand this to Dennis.
I have a word for you, Tom. Yeah, as I was praying about what the Lord wanted to say to you, the Lord says, first, you're a deep, deep well. You have been through many things with the Lord that has dug that well so deep. And the depth that is in God is in you because of that. There have been so many people that have come and drank from your well. You're like an oasis in the desert. The people come and go, I know where to go. That Tom over there, he's an oasis. And you're like a landmark, Tom. The Lord says you're a landmark. People know where to come to get water when they're in the dry desert. And it's because you've been obedient. When the Lord gives you a mission to go on, you just wholeheartedly jump into it and you obey. And I'm undone by that. You have no idea how many people, when you get to heaven, you will know, have no idea how many people that you have affected in your life. When I think of a Holy Spirit man, I think of Tom Osborne. He is so pleased with you, Tom. He delights in you. And the hard things that you've been through in your life, you just keep on going steady because you've dug that well with the Lord. And the Lord gave me a scripture. And this is you, Tom. It's Psalms 91, 14 through 16. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. And I will deliver him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Bless you, Tom. We love you.
Come on, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Tom, we love you. We love you. You know, as a leadership and as a church family, we are committed to you. We publicly commit ourselves to you. We're gonna get better at finding ways to support you in your ministries. You've been an island sometimes by yourself. No more. No more. No more. We are here. We're not gonna get it perfect. You know that. But we're here. We're here, and we love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Thank you, Tom. Yeah.
I just keep hearing the out of the darkness into his marvelous light. I feel like there's a significance of somehow, how did you miss coming up here? Here you are. You're out of the darkness into his marvelous light. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So
I put the timer on.
Oh, okay. So Psalm 91, there was a day the Lord told me, I'm going to try to make it short, but he told me I needed to go to Canada. And I end up going to Canada, and it was something special. The Lord wanted me to hear this message at this church. And the pastor, he preached on Psalm 91. The Lord had me go all the way up there.
Wow,
to hear Psalm 91.
Wow.
And so, yeah, what can I say?
That's awesome. Confirmation. Amen. Amen. Come on. Thank you, Tom. Next up is Linus. Linus Jelinek. You don't need to be shaky. Linus is one of the best gift givers that you'll ever meet. In fact, she showed up with a random gift for Dennis this morning. And you know what's funny is Dennis is like, I'd been thinking about that and I was wanting that. She heard, bought the gift, gave him the gift because it was actually on Dennis's heart. She's so tuned in to the Lord's heart for people.
Yeah.
And we so value you. Now, the word that I had for you is, embrace your marketplace ministry, because God is, he already established you as one who has authority in the marketplace. See, when you gather people, come. When you gather, they come. So I'm declaring you're going to be getting some insight on how to gather marketplace ministers together. Yeah. I feel like this is going to be a major part of your next season of ministry in the marketplace, is bringing encouragement, bringing hope to people in business, people who are just, their ministry is just out in the marketplace, because they need hope. Yeah. And they need to hear the word of the Lord. And I believe that you've got this really amazing gift to say, hey, do you want to come join me? And people are like, yeah, sure. they're just like, gone, you know. And I believe that gift is going to really be manifesting a lot in this next season. And I'm excited to partner with you on some of those things, because I believe that God wants every arena of influence to have strong towers in them who will point to Jesus at every single turn. And you are a strong tower pointing to Jesus.
I just am seeing, do you know when you pass by a hospital, I'm even just thinking, I don't know, I just, and you see the cross, and it's like lit up from behind, and it's usually the like American Red Cross was kind of what I was seeing. It's like, I feel like you are in this marketplace. I feel like you are this beacon of help. Like, are you injured? Are you hurting? Come in here. It's like there's this, but it's the Lord that people are sensing, and they are, it's just like there's this drawing in. I feel like there's a sign out over you, like, come in. Are you weary? Take rest. Yeah, there's a sign. It's like in the spirit. Like all the hospital signs that, you know, you're on the highway. Oh, I need a hospital. Oh, there's a sign. Yeah. Where you are. Yeah.
Linus, I just... I feel like the Lord says you're a catalyst. Like, you change everything around you, but you yourself remain unchanged. Steady and strong in the Lord. And when you walk into a room, the atmosphere begins to shift. Because of what you carry is so powerful. You have no idea the effect you have on people. Just by being you, and by having his loving heart, and by being such a generous person. We love you and we honor you.
Yeah, go ahead.
Start the timer. I got saved April 15th, 1976, so coming up on 48 years ago. It took 48 years to find a church family with all of you and leadership like this. You're aware of a church I went to in San Jose, California. Great church. I've been in some great churches.
We've been in that church.
But this is special. It's so special. And the leadership is so solid. And so we're in good hands. Yeah. Thank you. 48 years.
So wow. Good.
So good. So great. I'm going to invite everybody at the end to come back up for prayer. So you'll be back up in a moment. All right. Jim McGowan. Ah. It's a big day. Baptisms. Membership. Awesome. Awesome. So good. So there's this confidence that God is developing in you to never question what he's done in you. You'll never question it, and you never have to apologize for it. He has done such a marvelous work in you. He's healed your body.
He has protected your life.
Yeah.
He's brought you from darkness into light.
Yeah.
And you never, ever, ever, Jim, look at me. You never have to back off that.
Oh, and I won't.
Okay. So I believe that you're actually called to be a herald.
A herald?
A herald.
What's
H-E-R-A-L-D, to herald, to speak forth, to declare and proclaim the goodness of God.
Yeah.
You're a herald for the kingdom of heaven.
Favorite verse of all.
That's so good.
If you read anything out of the Bible, believe that verse.
Yeah.
Because come on.
Most important.
Come on.
So I never thought I'd be standing here right now.
So awesome.
Thank you very much.
Okay. I just see you. I just saw you in the moment as an, like, I just see you're an encourager, and I just saw you like picking up somebody who had fallen down and they were like in the dirt, and you were just joyful. You were like, oh, come on, brother, it's okay. I'll dust you off. And you just had this lightheartedness about you, encouraging someone and bringing them up out and just kind of like almost making light, like, it's okay. You don't have to worry about that dirt. We'll just dust that right off. It's the gospel and the encouragement of that. I just feel like you're such a natural encourager, and you bring such joy to people who might be in a really tough time.
I'm working on someone right now.
Awesome.
Jim, I'm undone by your tenderness.
Yeah. Wow.
You're such a tender man, and I love that in you. I love that about you. And the Lord says, because you're such a tender man, the ground is so fertile in your heart. And I believe the Lord says he's planting supernatural seeds in you right now that are going to come to fruition. And it's going to be shocking. Like, where did that come from? And it's because you have stewarded your heart before the Lord in a tender way. And he's able to sow into you, and those seeds are going to grow and bring forth a great harvest.
Yes.
We love you, Jim.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm not going nowhere. Come on.
Jim, we're committed to you.
Okay.
Okay, we are.
I'm kind of a comedian, too.
Well, are you guys committed to Jim?
Yeah.
Come on, amen. All right, well, I'll have you back up here in just a moment.
Okay.
All right, John McIntyre, I want you to come up here, buddy. Yeah. See, John has been around the Sandpoint area for a really, really long time. And he's been in a lot of churches. He's built a lot of churches around here. He actually helped put the roof on this church when we were downtown. See, some of you might not know, we've been around since the late 30s.
I'm old?
Not you. I wasn't talking about you. I was in the church. But you know, as we've moved locations and stuff, John connected with this church years and years and years ago. And then he came to the cornhole tournament and was like, okay, this place is cool. It's different. I haven't seen cornhole in a church before. And cornhole's a big deal in his family. And then John, I got to pray with John that day. And we haven't been able to get rid of him ever since. Mika's got a word
for you. Okay. So I was praying for you, and I just immediately heard Father of Nations. I feel like you have fathered many different groups of people, and you will continue to father many different groups of people. I felt like in this season that the Lord was going to be taking you into this kind of deeper, you're a deep guy, but I felt like he was going to take you into this deeper love relationship with him, And in that process, he was going to heal some little, I just saw like little hairline fractures in your foundation that had developed over time, like under great pressure. And that has allowed you to have this exquisite relationship with the Holy Spirit. And in this season, I felt like the Lord was going to be sealing up those little hairline cracks. And through that, you, his power, the power of his Holy Spirit would be able to flow through you in a measure that is uncommon. Come on. Yeah. I felt also like, kind of like Abraham, it was your faith and your constant seeking of him and your obedience that allowed God to give you all these assignments over the years, fathering people, fathering. I just saw, I don't know a lot about your life or your ministry or anything. I just saw you kind of in all these different groups of people where you were fathering. And I felt like the Lord has given you those assignments very specifically because of who you are and your level of faith and your level of obedience. And I just felt like he was saying that is, you've been so instrumental in bringing people close to him, and that ministry is not slowing down, it's speeding up.
John, when I look at you, I am so inspired.
Come on.
You're a man in your mid-80s, and you're young. Like, you don't even consider that slowing down, but you just are forging ahead in the Spirit, and you're changing lives. The ministries that you're involved in, I can't even imagine how many people will walk up to you in heaven and say, because you said yes to God, I am here today. You're such an inspiration. I'm in my mid-60s, and I just see myself, like you, going strong for the Lord in longevity. And you're an inspiration to us all, John. We love you so much.
One thing I know is that this house is being filled up with Calebs. Calebs. Now, Caleb was a unique man. He was one of the 12 spies, but he came back with the good report, believing the Lord, not what he saw. He believed the Lord. He believed the promise of God more than the giants in the land. So much so that when they finally get in and they finish their battles, he says, hey, look, y'all can go do whatever you want to do. You know that land, that big hilltop where the valley is at the top, Hebron? I want that because that's where the giants live. And he was in his 80s. And he went to take the giants. And it says that he was just as strong. He said, I'm just as strong as I was 40 years ago. So we just release a Caleb blessing over you, John. Yes. Now, I know you want to share.
I'm putting a timer on you, too.
Well, dangerous to give me a microphone.
I know.
Uh-huh. We felt it.
I've been blessed to be involved in many ministries. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I'm on the ground floor, build a couple of churches, and God moves you here and there. And but when I came here for bag night, I said something, this man put his arm around me and prayed for me, and I sensed the presence of the Holy Spirit. You know, and after I thought, you know, God, why did it take so long to bring me right here, this perfect church for me? You know, it's all in God's timing. Mm-hmm. There's a reason for everything.
He's good.
I am so blessed. Maybe some of you know or don't know, but I've been involved in prison ministry. There's one of my partners sitting right there, yeah. Before they built the jail, you know, and that's where God anoints me and calls me in his Holy Spirit. But you know, my greatest passion without a doubt, is for the lost. You know, a quick word. God's greatest passion is for the lost. You know that? He gave his best thing he had, his son Jesus Christ, for the lost. Jesus' greatest passion. I'm getting ready to preach.
Go for it.
Jesus' greatest passion was for the lost. He came to die for the lost. Yeah. And the work of the Holy Spirit, his greatest passion was to usher in the presence of Jesus Christ and of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior God. His greatest passion for us. You know, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and you know who else? Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm part of the team.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Did you know, God, when I get in trouble, my God tells the Holy Spirit, or Jesus sitting right here, and said, you know, our partner, John, is having a little problem. Could you take care of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Come on. So yeah. Good.
I love every one of you. And I'm so excited about what Jesus and God is doing and what he's doing. We can't see the end. We're just seeing the beginning. We could see the end, we'd be blown away. So I love every one of you. God bless you.
Come on. Amen. Amen. Can I have the rest of you come back up? Jim and Tom and Linus. One of the things missing today in many churches, and I think generally in our society, is this commitment to one another. And I believe very strongly that you should take your time and know that you're called before you make commitments. Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. And so we're here to say yes. And we're committed to you. We know, God, you all have just shown your outright commitment to this body. To us as leaders, you've shown your commitment. And we are so grateful for you. Come on, will you all raise your hands out to them? Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you've done in them, what you've done through them, and what you are going to do. We declare a blessing of this house over your life. You will move and walk with the culture of the kingdom of heaven. The way that you view the world will be from the top of the tree, from heaven's perspective. You will see things from the crown, from his crown, from his glory. You'll perceive in the spirit, not in the natural. And we declare today that not only do you have a home, but you have a family in Christ that's dedicated fully to you. We love you. We bless you. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen, amen, amen. Amen. Thank you. Yay. Thanks, Jim. Yep. Awesome. A couple other quick things, and then we're going to do a little activation. How many of you know that the Spirit of God lives in you? Okay, good, good. All right, a few of you. Amen. All right. Or maybe I caught you off guard with a quick question. So I want to talk about our mission drive this month with Helping Hands, Healing Hearts. We have been doing our grocery bags. If you brought those and they're in your car, go ahead and bring them in to the behind the community counter in the lobby. There's a table. Just put all the groceries on there. If you forgot your groceries this morning and your bag is still sitting on your kitchen counter, then go ahead and bring that in anytime this week. Admin's here Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm usually here most days of the week. And if they're not here, just leave it in front of the door. Somebody will be by and put them in there. Next week, of course, is Easter Sunday. It is Resurrection Sunday. We are so excited about what the Lord is doing. I believe that it is time for those who know God to act like it. Pretty simple. Is the door open in your heart for the hurting, the lost, and the broken to find Jesus? If the door is open in your heart, then invitation should be normal. Amen, hallelujah. All right. Helping Hands Healing Arts, I want to read a little bit about them. Over the last 6+ years, this ministry has served 1,534 adults and 934 children with the basic living items of food, clothes, linens, and housewares. They have helped 911 families or individuals financially with rent, utilities, phone cards, gas vouchers, and other needs. 79% of their clients are at or below poverty level. Our Helping Hands have made a big difference in the lives of clients, and that difference brings peace and healing to their hearts. This ministry has had a tremendous positive impact on our Bonner County community. We sow into them. Every dollar that goes into the tithe, a portion of that goes directly to Helping Hands Healing Hearts. We just fund that. If you want to sow into that ministry, there is a place on the envelope where you can write Helping Hands Healing Hearts. You can also give online. There's a drop down of where you would like to give missions wise or any of that kind of stuff. There's that on there as well. So we definitely want to continue to support them. And thank you guys so much for taking every single bag last week. I'm excited to see all those come back and make sure that they have the supplies they need to meet the needs of the people that they're ministering to. So if somebody's in need at Harvest and you're part of our community, if you have a need, we ask that you come see us. Come talk to Anna, come talk to me, call the office, email us, whatever it is. And we do set aside funds every month for people who are in Harvest Valley if you're struggling. Okay, we know that this is real life, and we have real needs, and real things happen. So we always set aside funding for that. That is called Saints Assistance. And so if you are ever in need, just call. We are happy to help in whatever way that we can. And then with people who are not in our community, they need help, we refer them to Helping Hands Healing Hearts because we sow into that, and they also have a screening process. They make sure, because some people, unfortunately, love to abuse the benevolence of churches. And so most of the churches in the region give a huge amount of benevolence money directly to Helping Hands Healing Hearts, because not only are they going to share the gospel with them, but they're going to make sure, like, they track them, they know kind of what's going on in their world, and they also can help coordinate, help them get other resources, potentially counseling, anything else that they have need of. Okay, so that's that benevolence side of things. I just wanted to make that clear for all of you. Last week I preached on healing. God is the healer. Amen? God designed healing. He made healing an active part of what he did from the very beginning. We also know that Jesus healed. All who came and wanted healing received healing. Then we also see that the disciples healed. His followers healed. And then Jesus commands his followers to go and heal. Huh? Me? I love the way John said it. It's a partnership. He gets to move in and through us. We did an activation last week where we laid hands on people's shoulders and just said, God, will you heal them? Because we all have a need with God. Some of it might be a physical need. We saw physical healing of sciatica completely healed Friday night. Amen. Amen. And he's getting on a plane this morning? He's getting on a plane, or was he? He's flying to Africa, and he's like, it's gone, and I can sit in a seat for 24 hours. It's going to be great. When we did that, some of you were healed. Some of you immediately felt life. That's okay. You felt God's healing touch in your life. Some of us have deep emotional wounds. We've got deep things in our life that we're asking God to come and touch in our hearts and in our minds and in our physical bodies. So if you'd all stand, we're going to just take a moment in that posture of, I'm just a partner with God. It doesn't take anything special from you. You just have to believe that he's the healer. And he wants to work in and through you. It's really simple. We're going to take a moment and pray. As we pray, I believe that God's going to give some of you in this room a measure of faith to say, I need healing. I need healing. That you're going to be able to have that boldness and that ability to maybe just expose a little bit of your heart in a place where you're totally safe to do that and just say, I've got some areas in my life, my heart, my body, my mind, whatever it is, where I need some healing. I've got something that I've not been able to overcome. Whatever those things might be, you're just going to raise your hand where you're at, okay? So as we pray, as God leads you, I want you to raise your hand. And in a few moments, you're going to leave your hand raised and the people around you are going to pray for you, okay? See, because it's not about coming up and having me pray for you. Like, I'm not that special. I'm honored that the Lord has used me hundreds of times to lay hands on somebody and see their physical body healed. I praise God for that. But it's him. So we're going to pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us so much, that you see the depth of our need. You see all of the wants in our lives. You see those areas of extreme discomfort and pain. Father, I thank you that as you have been moving in our midst, even today, as we see baptisms and people giving their life to you, and Father, we recognize that there's areas in our lives where we have been distant from you, where it's been difficult to believe you. And Father, I pray that you would just increase our ability to believe you today. That we would just believe that your word is true and you are who you say you are. And we thank you, God, that you are the healer. We thank you, God, that you sent Jesus to die on the cross. That you had him beaten and flogged for our healing, because it says that by his stripes we were healed. So, God, I thank you that you prophesied the healing power of God through Jesus and through the disciples, and that today we get to walk in the freedom to bring healing to the world around us. If you feel like you need healing right now, I want you just to raise your hand where you're at. Okay, everybody, look around. Raise your hand high. Raise your hand high. No timid hands. Come on now. Everybody else, go find somebody. Lay hands on them. I want to see everybody in this room having hands laid on them right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We're going to just take a moment. Take a moment. Find somebody. Find somebody. Thank you, Justin. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we release healing by the blood of Jesus over every body right now. I command ligaments to, I hear the Lord saying he's regrowing ligaments. That ligaments that have been torn are being healed. You will no longer be defined by your trauma, says the Lord. You will no longer be defined by the pain that's been in your heart anymore, says the Lord. He's giving you a new set of eyes. He's giving you a new, he's healing vision. Check your glasses, people. Check your glasses. He's healing vision right now. Eyes are being restored right now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just release hip and hip pain. Command that to go right now in Jesus' name. People who've struggled in their hips, I say be healed in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yep, chronic pain and fatigue, you have to go in Jesus' name. Chronic pain and fatigue have to go in Jesus' name. Chronic pain. Test the Lord. Test the Lord on this. Take a moment and stop taking the pain pill and see what he does. Step out in faith. There's the fear. It's going to hurt too much. We just say the Lord is healing you from chronic pain and fatigue right now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Chronic pain and fatigue, go. In Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we pour out, each of you, I want you to say, be healed in Jesus' name. Just declare it. Be healed in Jesus' name. Come on, do it again. Oh, there's power in the name of Jesus. We command every bondage broken, every sin that has bound you, we command it, you loosed from it in Jesus' name. Will no longer have power over you. Those addictions will not draw you away anymore. We declare healing over you in Jesus' name. Yeah, Holy Spirit, we are so grateful for you. We're so thankful for you, Lord. We release life. We speak blessing and we speak life over each one right now. Just begin to speak blessing over them. We bless you in Jesus' name. We bless you in Jesus' name. I bless you in Jesus' name. Oh, let your power flow through the blessing of God. Hallelujah. We bless you in Jesus' name and we declare healing in your body. We declare the ligaments restored, soreness gone, all pain gone in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Amen. Now, I want you to check your body, check your vision, check your back, check your shoulders, check your ligaments, check everything out. Come on, who's experienced some healing today? Who's experienced some healing? It's not the same. Come on, Junior, amen. Hallelujah. Yes, who else? Who else? Check it out. Check it out. Where's it been sore? Where's it hurt? Check your glasses. Can you see clearly? Clearer? Come on. Can see clearer. We'll take that. Amen. Who else? Come on, praise God. Lindsay, what was it? Your left arm. I was the elbow thing was real. I was like, yo, I can feel that in the ligaments. Yep. Did you check yours? Okay. Okay, so I want you to come here because I want to show you something. It's Will, right? Will number three. Okay, we have a lot of Wills in Riot. Okay, so I had surgery on my elbow. I dislocated my elbow, and I had surgery. I told this testimony last week, and all I could move it was this much after 6 months of therapy. And my dad, I was living with my dad, just gave my life to Christ, and he said, you know, I think God's going to heal your arm. I'm like, okay, cool. I end up going to church that day. I come home, and something fell behind the couch, and I just picked it up and moved it, and it didn't hurt. There was no pain. There was no nothing. Nobody laid hands on me. Nobody said anything, but I was completely healed. And I had full extension. I had jumped down, did 20 quick push-ups, like to check it out, because I couldn't even think about doing a push-up. It was so painful. And so we just speak complete, because of the testimony, we speak complete healing, all inflammation, swelling gone. We know that there's a process that you're in, Lord, and yet we thank you that you speed up those processes. So we just say complete healing for you in Jesus' name, because he's a good healer. He's a good God, loves you so much. Yeah, yeah, awesome. Amen, amen. What's your last names?
Andrew.
I just want to say thank you for coming today. And I know it's a special occasion. We're so blessed to have friends from other churches come and visit. And let me just say this. You guys are like priests carrying the ark over the waters. And I don't think you recognize the priesthood that you walk in. See, you had to the priests had to carry the ark, and when they carried the ark, they step into the water, and it was still flooding. It was still going, but they stepped in, and you guys have done that. You have stepped into the water. But see, God stopped the water way back there, and what you're doing is because you've stepped into the water, God is releasing a whole nation to cross that path that you have gone through. And you guys are priests unto the Lord. And what you carry is bringing freedom for so many. We want to encourage you. Don't stop carrying the ark. Don't let go of what God has put in your heart. Don't let go, even though it might be really hard sometimes to manage it and to carry it and to do that. But God will strengthen you and empower you. We bless you. We bless you. Awesome. All right, let's grab hands with somebody. We're just going to close in a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you that you're the healer. We thank you that you're the God who anoints us, appoints us, gives us life, gives us wholeness. We thank you that, God, in every way you are good. We thank you for lives changed and baptized today. We thank you for the commitment of people willing to grow and grow roots in a family. We thank you, God, that you do everything in the context of relationship, and you are releasing us into a fresh measure of life, fresh measure of healing, and a fresh measure of wholeness by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 Hallelujah. Give God praise. What a great day. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining us today. Harvest Valley Worship Center is called to be a refuge for healing and a launch pad for transformation. If this message impacted you today, please let us know in a comment, or you can email us at media@hvwc.com. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to connecting with you.